today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I love to pray with and for people. It's a time when all parties involved are empowered. It's during times of prayer with others that we come together to petition God for His will. When we come together in corporate prayer, we become one with each other and one with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. But I wonder, how much do people pray for themselves? We will come together quickly and pray for others, but what hinders us from putting our name on the list of prayer and then petitioning God for ourselves? It's great that you can call someone and ask them to pray for you. It's great that you can go over to your pastor or your deacon and ask them to pray for you. But I firmly believe if you would take the time to access God on your own prayer line, you will have a direct connection with the Father. Jesus prayed for Himself. In John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5, it is written, Jesus spoke these final words. He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify Your Son, that Your Son may glorify You, as You have given Him authority over all flesh, and that He should give eternal life to as many as You have given Him. And this is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. I have glorified You on the earth. I have finished the work which You have given Me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Me together with Yourself with the glory which I had with You before the world was. Jesus, after all the confrontations, the healings of others, prayers for others, and the miracles He performed, took the time to pray for Himself. He lifted up His eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. I believe the hour has come for you and I to pray more for ourselves. You know exactly what you have to deal with each day. Who better to petition God than you for your victory? Take the time out of your busy day and pray for yourself. Set aside some time to steal away and pray. Tell God all about your troubles, your concerns, and your worries. Take the time to tell Him about your victories you have as a result of your faith in Jesus Christ. Do it in the morning. Do it in the afternoon. Do it at night. God is waiting to hear from you about you. Lift up your eyes and say, Father, the hour has come. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.